Hi, my name is Andrew Reyes, and I will be talking about my personal project. The project that the topic that I chose was to build a soccer goal. The reason why I chose to build a soccer goal, it's mainly because of my passion for soccer and how I play like most all the time, and I play like most of my life. But I really chosen because how when I play soccer, I always my eye is always focused on the goal, and just like in real life, everybody has a goal and they plan to achieve it. In every project, almost every topic has history, and behind that history comes, or like. Whenever something originated from. For example, soccer has been around and played for almost 3,000 years. And in that time, I'm not sure if soccer goals existed right when soccer was made, but I'm sure that it was a few years right after that. And since soccer goals have history, they were used in the modern game. That has evolved greatly since the original laws of the game was drawn up. Another interesting fact is that in the year of 1848, the Cambridge rules stated that a goal should be awarded only when a ball has passed between the upright post and a string. The string crossbar was used on the original goals that was replaced by tape for the first ever FA Cup final in the year of 1872. And that right there is the basic history of soccer goals. Thank you. Every project, it requires amount of steps, and my project is a PBR project, so I have my own specific steps that I will need to make my project successful in building this soccer goal. My steps are obviously first, I have to go buy the materials. I have to plan out how I'm gonna build it. I have to buy the right materials. I have to make sure they are the ones that basically cooperate with my building skills. And those materials that I will be using are gonna be PVC pipes and PVC connectors. And for example, they will like I will use the connectors, but I will have to pick specific ones because they have different shapes. But I will be putting the pipes that make the rise of sound the amount of the size of my goal that will be 4x6, and it's gonna be pretty little, but it has to be that way because it won't fit in most places. But anyways, besides that, I'm gonna use PVC pipes. For the second thing, I will get black sp no no sorry I will get actually yes I will get black spray paint. And I will spray paint the whole goal because since the PVC pipes have letters and numbers, I don't want that showing. It's gonna make the project ugly. I want paint, so I'm gonna use black spray paint to spray the whole goal down. After that, I am going to put the most important piece of the goal, which will be a net, and it will be orange, and the net will obviously have to fit a 4x6 goal. After I put the net, I obviously have to have the strapplers to hold the net down onto the goal. And once I do that, the goal will be pretty much set. But another how do you say this word? Another item that I will most likely have for the soccer goal is this is really only required when the soccer goal is in outdoors. I will have the metallic holders to hold it down in place in the ground. And that's basically the whole goal, how it would look and how it will be tested. But yeah, those are my steps, and that's how I will build my soccer goal.
Bye, guys. Throughout the world and the history of soccer, there are many types of soccer goals. For example, there are the wheeled goals, which are the goals that are like most likely 8x24, and those are the ones that have like the heavy post. They can be portable because they have wheels on the corners on the bottom. And the advantage of the goal is that over the competitions, it is that it's very easy to move without any lifting also. It's very strong, it's stable, it's safe. The net attachment is fairly easy to use. It's pretty hard to lose, and it's easy to replace. Another goal are the five-a-side goals, which are a good choice when you are looking for like a less expensive goal, but it will still withstand rugged play and the abuse in like a park setting. The goals, they include net attachment all around the goal. They are also pretty easy to assemble. Once you buy them, or it, they do come with wheel kits if it is available. There are also small sided goals, which are like the goals that are welded together in one piece, and there's really no assembly required. The goals are very strong and they don't contain any loose parts. Another goal is like the economy goals. They're pretty lightweight, and they really should only be used in controlled areas where there is like, well, also if, well, they're pretty like fragile, because if anybody hangs on the post or the goal, the crossbar can bend. They're pretty easy to assemble and move around easily though. Other goals are like, other goals are also the movable aluminum goals. These goals are like, they're kind of similar to competitor goals, but they have steel corners that make it stronger than an aluminum welded goal. The aluminum is soft metal, and welds have a tendency to become brittle over time. These goals are easy to lift by adults, and they are strong. Connor Bronin, they are pretty strong counterbalanced goals. This goal is difficult to tip due to the back bar being the heaviest part of the goal. It is not really quite as durable as the M series goals, and not quite as easy to move as wielded soccer goals, but it is less expensive in the option if you are moving goals often. There are also portable goals that they're pretty easy to construct, and they're made by the brand called Skills, and they are like pretty fragile, but they're easy to move because they're really easy to build. But they are like the easiest goals to be portable. Yeah, and those are basically the all type of soccer goals. Thank you. Building a soccer goal requires many materials. For example, aluminum is one of them. Aluminum is both strong and relatively lightweight, but most importantly, it is naturally rust-proof and should provide low-maintenance reliability for years to come. Most aluminum goals are large, and ground designs measuring between 6 and 8 feet in height, a good choice for official games or league playing. Another material that is most common for soccer goals is steel. Steel is one of the most common soccer goal materials. It is mostly often used on rebounders and small portable goals. It measures from 4 to 6 feet in height. It is a good value for its price. It is heavy-duty galvanized steel, and it is recommended for backyard play or practice. Another common material for soccer goals are PVC pipes. They are used for lightweight portability at a low cost. PVC is your best option. It's great for backyard play, practice, or youth soccer. They offer quick and easy assembly. They are lighter than metal, but they also add stability. Another material is fiberglass. It offers unique benefits for portable play, including pop-up soccer goals and bonnet steel and fiberglass designs. It provides the fastest setup time of any full-size portable goal. It requires maybe 2 minutes with maybe two people. In a way, soccer goals can affect the world is basically like how kids play soccer. But I mean, they like playing soccer without a goal in the first place. But whenever kids want to, like, you know, run up a game, they want something to hit it in. So they start to come up with ideas, and they come up with an idea of a goal, and that's how basically soccer was created. But these days, it impacts the world because it brings other kids that don't know anything about sports. It brings passion to them about playing the game soccer, and soccer goals influence them because on every kid's eye he has a goal and he wants to achieve it. And playing soccer is a great way to get benefits from your future life, and soccer requires goals. Thank you.
Here next to me I have my friend Pepe, who's going to share his opinions on soccer goals.
Yeah, soccer goals are really important to the sport because they're the ones, not they're the ones, but like it's where you score. For example, football, they have a field goal thingy. So there's a kicker, and you kick it. If you make it, you score a field goal. On hockey, there's a goal too. It's like a soccer goal, but way smaller. On basketball, there's a basket. You shoot threes, you shoot twos. You miss, you miss. That's a goal for them. And for us, it's a soccer goal. It has three posts, the crossbar, the two posts on the left and the right, and it has the net. And that's it. Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. And that is my conclusion to my project-based learning. I'm doing soccer goals.